Wednesday night, Dvar Halachim, it is all of this early Yud Beis Elul. Okay, so many of you know that when people have an electric appliance that was manufactured by non-Jews, so you have to, and it touches food, so you really have to be toivel. So, what are you with electric? So, I tell people you can be toivel, it's okay, just don't use it until it dries up. Not just the outside, but the kishkas have to dry up. So you wait a couple of days. Okay, cool. Then we have a gemachia by Baruch Tenenbaum that he disables the kli, but disables it in a way that a layman cannot fix it. So that's broken, it's no longer kli. And then he fixes it. It's owned by a Jew now, and a Jew fixed it. So that's fine, it doesn't need tevila. Now what about in the reverse case? If you have a kli and it broke and you gave it to a goy to fix. So you think, what's the problem? You own it though, the Jew owns it. But it's not simple at all, because there's a concept called umen kone b'shvach kli. If you give a worker, I'm not talking about a factory that's an assembly line and a bunch of people bang a little and it comes out of kli, but you give it to one person, an umen, you give him a piece of silver, or and he fixes it. So that's umen kone b'shvach kli, it's called. It's a sugyus mara. There's a certain element of kinyan there, and when you pay him for his work, you're in effect buying back, buying the kli from him, buying his chus in the kli. It's a very complicated sugya, very conceptual sugya. It's found in a few places in Shas. It's called umen kone b'shvach kli. Now the question is, does this umen kone b'shvach kli, would that make it require tzvila if a goy was the umen and he's fixing it? Now the Ramah, so the Shulchan Aruch says it does not need tzvila. The Ramah says it does. Yesh cholkin that it does need tzvila, and the bottom line would be to be tzvila it without a bracha. And the question is umen kone b'shvach kli enough to require tzvila or not?
But an electric object, you're messed up because you can't toivel it the second time. So you need another Jew to come and break it. If it's electric,
you can be toivel in electrically by Mach. You can be toivel it. We have a Jew that does it, and a Jew owns it. I'm talking about if a goy fixes a kli, electric, not electric, you have a becher, and it develops a big hole, and you give it to a silversmith to fix, and he's a silversmith's a goy. So according to the Ramah, you have to be tovel it, and we pass in tovel without a bracha because of umen kone b'shvach kli. So that's the question. Now the Shulchan Aruch is talking about you give him a slab of silver or a slab of gold. What about if a kli breaks? Maybe it's not so much of a non-kli that you would say umen kone b'shvach kli. So ask a shayla if it comes up, or use a Jew silversmith. Plenty of them, especially on Rehov Yecheskel. There's some very cute ones. One particular guy is from Persia, from Iran. Very cute guy, and he fixes things wonderfully.
Can you make it tnai so that he won't be kone? The goy won't be kone?
It's a good question. You say, I want to structure our work agreement that you have nothing, no rights to the object at all. He won't know what you're talking about, because umen kone b'shvach kli is a Jewish concept. Pashas, you're just paying a worker. Like, why should umen be kone b'shvach kli? But if you speak out with him, I'm just paying you for your work, and you have no rights in the object whatsoever, so I guess you could. You can make any tzna you want by Mominus. So even if he doesn't know what you're talking about and why you're speaking it out, I guess you could. People learning the sugya have the same question. Why should umen be kind of b'shvach kli? Don't use a goy anyway. Well, the Arab worker you're going to use.
I don't know.
So don't use a goy worker anyway.
Taiwanese.
Okay. So bottom line that we learned tonight is that there's a possibility that umen kone b'shvach kli would necessitate tevila if it's a goy, and it's a machlokes mechaber Ramah and the bottom line would be to be toivel without a bracha. But there's room lahokel, because some say that umakayin b'shvach kli is only when you take a shapeless, formless piece of material and you create a kli. And the concept of umakayin b'shvach kli is because you created something, and it's an inyan of ma'aseh yadayim. You created it. But maybe if you just fix something, even if it was fixing it to a degree that it really wasn't a kli, it had a big hole, but he didn't really create something, so possibly that's another mokum lahokel. Okay. We're in Chavis HaLadis now, and we're learning the different hanhagas of about Kaniya. And we're up to number 5. The Chamishi HaKaniya B'inyane Olamo Kulam. Hanira mehem v'hanister. But anything he does, he should do b'tznius. He shouldn't be loud. He should be someone who has the midah of kniya will naturally should be misnayeg b'tznius and quietly and not make a noise. And it should be tocho kabaro, meaning he shouldn't. He should be more careful in sincerity and doing only things that he truly is holding by. Hanir mehem v'hanister v'maseu b'tznuas eivorav v'lo yiyatocho b'chol zeh lo kabaro v'lo matzpuno k'neged nireyu. He shouldn't. He has to be more careful not to exhibit behavior that he is not really what he is holding by. We're not talking about an isser, a mitzvah that you have to do anyway. But we're talking about first or minakasidus, because he's not trying to. An imel kaniya wouldn't do that, shouldn't do that, wouldn't do that, because well, kaniya feels small, feels humble, and he's not looking to make a name for himself. He's not looking for people to hold of him. He's not looking for kavod. He's not looking for approval. So he wouldn't be doing the things that someone who is doing all of the above would be doing. Utsunuos of shekulos unachonos. Everything he does would be measured, because he wouldn't just do things in a behola. He's quiet and unassuming. Okay, I'm sorry, it's erased a little here. So he does things the cheshbon. He doesn't. He's not looking to make noise or to be loud. Which means be unassuming. Really, that's what it boils down to. Be misnayeg, unassuming. Don't be loud, and don't try to do things that will make you famous or held of, or make people admire you. Okay, we'll stop here. Hello. It's an emergency. It looks funny, but it's an emergency. Yeah. I just finished.